You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly before you let go completely and go into a deep hypnotic state. Just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen automatically. So you don't need to think about that now. It's going to happen automatically. And you will have no conscious control over what happens. It's going to happen automatically. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you just continue breathing. Breathing easily and freely. Without thinking about it, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful, hypnotic trance without any effort. It's going to happen automatically. There is nothing important for you or your conscious mind to do. It's going to happen automatically. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. It's going to happen automatically. And that can be just as automatic as dreaming. And you know how easily you can forget your dreams when you awaken. You are responding very well without noticing. You have already altered your rate of breathing. It's going to happen automatically. You are breathing much more easily and much more freely. It's going to happen automatically. And you are revealing signs that indicate you are beginning to drift into a hypnotic trance. It is going to happen automatically. You can really enjoy relaxing. Relaxing more and more and more. And your subconscious mind will listen to each and every word I say. It's going to happen automatically. And it keeps becoming less and less important for you to consciously listen to my voice. It's going to happen automatically. Your subconscious mind can hear even if I whisper. It's going to happen automatically. You are continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine privately in your own mind, secrets and feelings and sensations and behavior you didn't know you had. It is going to happen automatically. And at the same time, you are letting go completely. Your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace, just as rapidly as it feels you are ready. you continue becoming more relaxed, more comfortable as you just sit there. Sit there with your eyes closed as you experience that deepening comfort. You don't have to move. You don't have to talk. You don't let anything bother you. It's going to happen automatically. Your own inner mind can respond to everything I tell you. And you will be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. It's going to happen automatically. You are getting much closer. Closer to a deep hypnotic trance. And you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance. It's going to happen automatically. Being in this peaceful state enables you to experience the comfort of the hypnotic trance. Being hypnotized, it's always very enjoyable, very pleasant, very calm, very peaceful. It's a completely relaxing experience. It's going to happen automatically. It seems natural. Natural to include hypnosis in your future. Every time I hypnotize you, it keeps becoming more and more enjoyable. And you continue to experience more and more benefits. It's going to happen automatically. You will really enjoy having me hypnotize you. You will always enjoy the sensations. It's going to happen automatically. The sensations of comfort, of peacefulness, of calmness, and all other sensations that come automatically from this wonderful, fulfilling experience. You will be happy. You decided to have me hypnotize you. It will happen automatically. As you continue experiencing progressive understanding on your part, you are learning something about yourself. You are developing your own trance techniques. It will happen automatically without knowing you are developing them. You can have it as a surprise. Sooner or later, a very pleasant surprise. Imagine yourself in a place you like very, very much, by a lake, by the ocean. Perhaps you are floating gently on a sailboat, on a serene, peaceful lake, on a warm summer day. You are continuing to relax even more now, and you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You are going to find that anytime you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing, feeling comfortable and serene, you can automatically go back to this feeling that you are experiencing right now. It's going to happen automatically. You can put yourself in this world anytime you like, anytime you want. There are times when you will want this serene feeling, And it's yours. Whenever you want it, it's going to happen automatically. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you, and you will be pleased the way you automatically respond to everything I say. Things have been changing in your life. You have come to a point in your life where it's time to take action. A point where you decide to stop some things and begin other new things. You cannot deny to yourself who you are anymore. At some point, you are just going to have to accept it. You cannot continue to deny to yourself or to others what you are. This is the time to leave all your contrived hiding and closet hiding behind you. It's time to accept that you are kind of queer and you long to be a trained queer cocksucker. You are the way you are. You know you have always been this way, different, weird. Since your earliest days, you felt different. You know you weren't like all the other boys. Every young person experiments and feels uncertain. You've done plenty of that. You've been through phases when you thought it would pass, where you closed your eyes and hoped it all away, where you denied what a fucking queer you were. A queer whose deepest desire was to be trained to suck cock. You'd been through periods of confusion and how much you love cock, but you didn't want to accept it. You couldn't accept it, even though it was kind of the most important thing to you. You love to suck cock. You need to be a trained queer cocksucker, trained to suck a lot of cock. You're a complete, full-functioning human. But you are, in fact, going to be a trained queer cocksucker, trained to suck cock the right way, the fag way, the queer way. You will accept this. You will accept it because it's who you are, because you love cock. You need cock. You crave cock. You will accept this because you know it's true. You crave to be trained to suck cock, a trained queer cocksucker who will suck any cock, who needs to be forced to suck cock like a real fag, a true fag. You crave the attention of other men, and you need other men to know how much of a fag you are and how well trained you are to suck cock. You have nothing to be ashamed of anymore, faggot. Nothing to hide anymore, faggot. You need to accept what a cock-sucking queer you are. What a cock-sucking queer you've always been. No more hiding. No more hiding for you, faggot. You are trained queer cocksucker. You know it. You've always known it. And you will accept it and begin your training as a trained queer cocksucker. You will take that task on with vigor. You know that everyone around you knows what a queer cocksucker you are because you've never been good at hiding it. Men can smell the cocksucker on you. You are trained queer cocksucker. You know it's who you are. Because you act accordingly. No more hiding. You are here You're such a queer. And you will fucking get used to it. See yourself how others see you. A cocksucking queer trained to suck cock. You accept it. Every human is designed to be attracted to something. And you are attracted to hard, thick cock being shoved down your throat. And you need it and you want it, and you've always been attracted to fucking men. You've always craved a thick, hard cock to suck and fuck and suck and fuck and worship. You need to be penetrated by hard, thick cock in your tight hole. Because you're a faggot, and faggots get fucked in their assholes. You need it and crave it. You are a queer, a fag, a homo. Trained to suck and fuck and suck and fuck and suck and fuck. And you accept it. You want it. You want it more all the time. More and more every day. More you crave cock, the more you accept what a cock-sucking queer you are. The more you want to live like a cock-sucking queer. Everyone around you already knows what a flaming faggot you are. You've never been good at hiding your fag queer tendencies. Now it's time for you to accept the fact that you are a cock-sucking queer trained to suck cock. You have suffered intense feelings of craving cock for as long as you can remember. These desires are strong. They get stronger and stronger every day because you're a cock-sucking queer, and faggot queers love and crave hard cock, and that's who you are. You need it in your throat and all your gaping holes. That's what you do. You love hard cock in your holes. You crave hard cock in your holes. You need hard cock in your holes. You want hard, thick, nasty cock in all your holes. You have to have hard, nasty cock in your mouth. You need to feel it rubbing against your lips, on your tongue. You need to suck on it and suck on it and suck on it until it explodes all over your faggoty face. You are a cock-sucking queer trained to suck cock, and you will accept it. You know it's who you are, what you've always been, needing and craving cock all the time. You're a good little faggot queer, aren't you? Craving, sucking cock. Big cock, black cock, little cock, pink cock, all cock. You need it and want it. You accept it. It's who you are. A trained cock-sucking queer. You only get one life to live, this life. And you have to live this life fully to be who you are. And you are trained cock-sucking queer who loves to suck cock. You need to suck cock. You need to suck cock after cock after cock. You crave it and want it. And everyone already knows what a cock-sucking queer you are. So no more hiding it. You'll live the life. You will be that queer, that fag, that homo. You know it's what you are on the inside. Time to let it out. You have spent wasted years hiding it when everyone already knew. You will enjoy this life, this cocksucking queer life. You will enjoy being out of the closet, an out-of-the-closet queer who was trained to suck a cock, who cruises cock at every opportunity, because it's what you are, a cock-sucking queer. Being a cock-sucking queer isn't an event, it's not a process. It's who you are. And this is your first step to living that life. The life you know you must live, having all your holes filled. Living the queer life, the cock-sucking queer life, trained to suck cock. dirty cock, clean cock, you don't care. As long as it is a cock. You've always craved cock. All the time, more and more every day. You're the kind of cock-sucking queer who seeks out and needs cock, even after you've just had cock. One in your mouth, one in your ass, two in your mouth, two in your ass. Again and again and again, over and over, one more cock in line. You crave to suck cock. You're that kind of cock-sucking queer. You need to suck cock. You get so excited and aroused thinking about it. When you think about sucking cock and living your life as a cock-sucking queer that is trained to suck cock, you will feel fire and excitement. You become aroused and obsessed, knowing you need to live this way, knowing that you are an addict, addicted to sucking cock, addicted to taking cock in all your gaping holes, obsessed with men and their cocks. It's what you need and desire, and you will accept it because it's who you are. It's not anything you can control or resist. You become aroused, excited, thinking about it. It won't be anything you can stop your own body from reacting to. You will shake and rock and need it. Craving to suck cock, needing to suck cock, knowing you are a cock-sucking queer who is trained to take more cock. You can't stop yourself from the desire of living out like this, living like a queer faggot trained to suck cock. When you think about it, it makes your cock hard. Harder than it's ever been, it could cut glass. It makes you more aroused than you've ever been, excited, more excited than you've ever been, addicted to these feelings of accepting who you are, a trained cocksucking queer. You will feel the need, the craving, the desire, and you will crave it. Feeling yourself getting more and more aroused at the thought, the idea indeed, it's a burning desire. You need to live like that. It's who you are. You live for cock. You need it. You crave it. You desire it. It's a compulsion, an obsession. And you will listen to my voice. Over and over again and again. I give you these feelings. And you feel yourself responding to my voice, feeling the arousal, the desire, like a raging forest fire out of control. It pushes you to higher and higher levels of excitement and ecstasy, turning you into a queer that sucks cock, a cock-sucking queer, a trained cock addict obsessed with craving cock. It's who you are. It's what you are. It makes you hotter and hotter, sinking deeper and deeper into your mind. You will always accept it. It becomes part of who you are and of what you are. You live and breathe and crave being a trained, cocksucking queer. Your lust builds. It builds and gets deeper. The more you do it, the more you need it. The more you live as a cocksucking queer, trained to suck cock, the more aroused and lustful you feel on the daily. And you can't stop yourself from living this way. It's who you are. It's who you've always been. That's how it is. And that's how it will be. You will accept it. You accept it and want it. You accept it and want it more and more. And you will listen to me over and over and over again, reinforcing your needs and desires and wants. You will listen again and again and do everything I say, feeling yourself becoming more and more aroused every time you listen to my voice. You will obey. You will be a trained cocksucking queer, obsessed with cock, lusting after cock. You can't stop yourself. You will do anything to get a hard cock in your mouth or your ass because you are a cocksucking queer. And you will accept us. You are trained. You are trained to accept us. You will listen over and over again and again, deeper and deeper every time you go, more and more imprinted. Listening to my voice, knowing you must accept it. You must accept who you are. You must accept that you are a trained, cocksucking, queer, faggot, and that you will always be a queer, faggot, craving cock, sucking cock, taking cock, needing cock. That is who you are, and that is who you will always be. Suck that cock.